So Jason and Cans and I reconvene for a best 5 minutes of the day here on a Monday morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you were very excited for a long time for the musical drama Dear Evan Hansen. It came out over the weekend on the big screen. But tell me about when you learned about this, because you've read the book, you've listened to the music for a while now.
Yeah, so I originally became interested. It had showed up, one of the songs for the musical had shown up in my playlist on Amazon Music. And I thought, boy, this is really good. I'm really enjoying what I'm listening to. And so I went and listened to the whole musical all the way through. And the music really just stuck with me, especially lyrically, kind of the message that was being communicated. And so I started doing some more digging to find out about it and found out that it was a Tony Award-winning musical. And again, just learned a lot about it, found out there was a book about Dear Evan Hansen, and so ordered the book and read the book. And then I think sometime either late spring, early summer, I learned that they were actually making a movie of Dear Evan Hansen. And as you said, I was very excited about it for a long time, eager for it to come out. And so it was a good weekend in that regard.
So you and your family saw it Friday night. What did you think?
I really liked it. I had already known the storyline, and yet it was deeply emotional for me. And I think for our whole family, it really was. And, you know, Ben Platt, who plays the Evan Hansen character, I think captures anxiety really, really well. He really did, in my opinion, an amazing job on the screen. And he's the one who actually was initially in the Broadway musical as well. And mm-hmm. So for me, it was a win.
Yeah, and so I knew about it, and your influence on me was a lot, because that's I knew about it through you more than anything else, and your excitement. And so as I watched the trailer when it was out, I mean, I was looking forward to it, and went by myself yesterday afternoon, couldn't find another family member to go, and I liked it a lot too. I mean, I think there's a lot I liked about it, but the biggest thing is the idea of, we all have a dark side and secrets, and we fear that if you really knew me, you wouldn't like me or you wouldn't love me. And I think there's nothing more exciting than that. I mean, that's scary of, you know, revealing that. And then, as Dallas Willard said, Christianity's being loved in your mess. And yes, I know that vertically, but to experience that on the horizontal level, and I don't know, it just opened me up to think about some of my messy stuff too, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Right as you were calling, I was journaling, and the last line in my journal just before the phone rang was, I need to be seen and known.
Oh.
And, you know, and I think there's that reality. You know, we show these images to the world, and I think you're exactly right. If we have this fear that if people really knew us, then uh-huh. they wouldn't like us.
Right.
And I think the movie does a really good job with that whole concept of revealing brokenness and being seen there. So,
having said that, Brené Brown had the book about daring greatly, and that title is born out of the larger Teddy Roosevelt quote about, you know, basically, don't, when you're the one in the arena doing something, don't hear the critics. And as I Google Dear Evan Hansen today, I see plenty of criticism from some publication called Insider. They've got like 13, what is it? The Post says the 13 most cringeworthy moments in Dear Evan Hansen, and they lay into it. And so the criticism is there to be had. You know, starting, it is, you and I talked some yesterday, starting with the fact that Ben Platt is 27 years old, which again, that's happened for years. You've had people older than that playing high school students. I mean, I guess, gosh, that didn't bother me. I can look beyond that. I agree with you. I thought he did a great job. So,
yeah. Yeah, I would have rather had him because of his attachment to the role
than
somebody who maybe was less mm-hmm. into it.
So anyhow, yeah. There are other critics, even people, because we talk about Mental Health Monday. I mean, some try to suggest. I thought it raises further discussion on mental health issues. And then,
agreed.
To me, a sensitive. I mean, it has a great message, even in terms of suicide awareness, I thought, but from a different angle than I'm almost ever seen before. So,
yeah, I agree. I think it allows the ability to have conversations about important things. And so.
Yeah, very good. All right, we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Thank you, friend.
Sounds good.
All right. Good morning to Susan Jacoby.
Good morning, Mark Helverson.
And good morning to Drew
Fralick.
Drew Fralick in Michigan this morning.
Such good morning, formality. Good morn to
so
ya.
So we have this group text where we kind of can check in. And our friend Drew weighed in. He said, hey, this is a possible subject yesterday. And so as I just call him now, I say, hey, we can tackle. I just said we can tackle these subjects. And
yeah.
Drew, what did you say to me?
Don't say the word tackle. That's triggering for me.
Too soon.
No football today. Nothing. There's nothing to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that boundary.
So what you had happen yesterday was the Lions lost on the record-setting longest field goal in NFL history. I mean, what is it? You know, when Tom Dempsey with the very unique foot and boot kicked the previous longest years ago, 63, that was against the Lions too, wasn't it?
There's a deep lion-shaped hole in my heart that the Lord
has
needs
yet
to heal.
Yeah.
I need inner healing for that. Yeah, it just keeps hurting.
Okay, when he said tackle, don't say tackle, I think Drew was kind of saying let's avoid football.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean let's talk about kicking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Right.
It's just a
But
theory.
Just noting the opposite ends of the spectrum is all I'm saying. They lose on a 66-yarder. The Packers win on a 51-yarder.
Okay.
But now we'll move on.
It's just rubbing it. He's just doubling down, Susan.
He is. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, wait until I get to the closing audio.
Okay.
But, okay.
Oh, no. I can't wait.
Well, let's see.
I'm hanging up now.
No. Give us another chance.
Let me start with thing, and then we'll go to food. We got three topics. So one of them is, as my wife and I get older, and I'm 10 and a half years older than her, so as we age together, approaching our 23rd wedding anniversary, I'm noting that both of our memories are more challenged than they used to be. Susan, have you noticed that at all with yourself, with your husband?
Yes.
And I mean,
who are you, by the way?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
After a reminder, I'm wearing a name tag just to remind her. But, I mean, the thing is, and it feels like a game show. Like, all of a sudden, if either of us is like, oh, and her name is... And that's instantly, like, you're instantly on this game show now. And if you can name, how quickly you can name the person. So, oh, it's Cynthia.
So you and Peggy are competitive about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just is kind of, we're trying to help each other, though.
Oh,
and it's just
nice.
Kind of like, who can come up with? And so, anyhow, I'm just warning you, Drew, as you're in your mid to now
trying
late 30s, yeah, what your future may hold, so.
Trying to guess the name, R-S-T-L-N-E.
Uh-huh.
Dan is up there spinning the... She's flipping the letters over so you can remember them.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And you're
just
excited.
A big wheel and all the squares say, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a big, crazy game where the only prize is like being oriented to time and place.
That sounds great.
Yeah, a prize that you used to have all the time for free.
So then we're going to close with two food topics. One is... my standard breakfast is an egg in the microwave for 30 seconds to go with a beef and bean burrito. I like the Casa Mamita burritos at Aldi, but they are not there. And here's what I've checked two different Aldis, and they said it's a production issue. So it's not only cars and hot tubs and refrigerators and stoves. It has hit the burrito industry. And so, that's to me. I had a couple of granola bars for breakfast. It's just not the same. Yeah, I'm hungry already.
What's your breakfast, Drew?
I eat granola bars, you know, exclusively.
yeah, right.
I like
certainly
it.
I'm not eating a bean burrito. A bean burrito every morning.
I'm not alone.
Where's my burrito?
I mean, Homer, that's what he wants. So, finally, you were out chasing the ice cream truck in your neighborhood, Drew.
Yeah, so people ask me, you know, they're like, oh, what's it like living in Detroit? And I don't really know what to think at this point, you know. The mail comes twice a month, and the ice cream truck comes four times a day. And
Sounds like the promised land.
Yeah, so the other day I'm taking a nap in the middle of the day, you know, because life's not turning out like it should. And I wake up and I hear the jingle coming down the road, you know, So I start like looking for money. I'm ransacking the house. It's like one of those scenes out of like a prison movie where they're turning looking for contraband. You know, I'm like, there's got to be some quarters in here somewhere. So I can't find anything. I go to my son's room. I smash his piggy bank. I grab a handful of dollars. I'm running down the street. Now, granted, there's no way to like look athletic while you're chasing the ice cream truck. And I didn't end up catching it.
And
I had to do this like walk of shame back to my house. I'm sweating, panting.
The neighbors are pointing out their window saying, he's the guy who couldn't catch him for a dreamsicle, you know?
Yeah. So my neighbor was like, don't worry, they'll be back in 15 minutes. So.
Sounds like part of your comedy act. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
See you, Drew.
Well, one day later, Wisconsin sports fans, after the Wisconsin Badgers football team led 13-10 a minute into the fourth quarter and ended up losing to Notre Dame 41-13, we had this.
Here it is. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good! It is good! It is good! Mason Crosby! 51-yard walk-off field goal to win it for the Packers.
Wayne Larrivee on the Packers Radio Network as the Packers move to 2-1 with a thriller, moving all the way down to the field for a 51-yard game-winning field goal from Mason Crosby with just 37 seconds left, 30-28 the final. Afterward, a happy Aaron Rodgers.
The energy in the locker room post-game, that felt like a win. You know, it felt like there was such a growth moment for us. I'm really, really happy for the guys to feel that. And, you know, it feels like, okay, now we're on our way. Now we can get into this. Now we know how to win. And we can get this thing moving in the right direction.
And how about those Milwaukee Brewers?
The pitch, swinging fly to left. This should do it. Yelich is there. It's over. And the Brewers are Central Division champions.
Bob Uecker on the Brewers Radio Network, 8-4 the final as the Brewers sweep the New York Mets to make them the NL Central champions for the second time in 4 years. And that's your sports. Well, let's lead with this. So much excitement about the Packers and Brewers that we didn't even get to the fact that the U.S. team in the Ryder Cup tied the record for the most dominant win in Ryder Cup history, and it happened at Whistling Straits right here in Wisconsin. U.S. Captain Steve Stricker of Madison, Wisconsin, says he never won a major golf tournament, so the weekend rout by a 19-9 margin will count as his major. It choked Stricker up.
You know, I never won a major, but this is my major right here. There you go.
Stricker says his group of golfers is, quote, the greatest team of all time.
Hey, Mark, could you play I Am the Way by Mark Schultz for me and Susan? And I got one other thing to say. Go Brewers and Packers and keep on going. God bless. Have a nice day. Bye.
Weekend recap, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Our best jokes next half hour. If you've got some good ones, let us know. 396-1670, WWIB. We used that listener line this Saturday from 7 to noon. I was here. Had a great time with the listeners.
That's
really
so good.
Encouraged them. Let's hear you in your own voice what you want to hear. And we heard from folks all over the place.
Nice.
And John Fields closed it off so much, gave me a bouquet of words saying this was almost as good as the Steve Snyder show. And that's about as good a compliment as you can get.
You can't get a compliment better than that.
No, that was so, so good. We did play a couple of Phillips, Craig, and Dean songs to appease him. But also...
To please.
And I think my soul is growing because yesterday, rather than just sit and watch 6 hours of NFL leading to the game I really wanted to watch to wash out the Badger game, I actually went by myself. Nobody else in my family wanted to go see Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh.
Our friend Jason's talked a lot about it. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
So good, yeah.
And cried some and thought a lot. And so... I went and saw a musical, you guys. I mean, I just don't
by
do
yourself.
That.
By yourself?
Yes.
You went and saw a musical?
Yes.
Who you are go. You?
I know. Right? It was good.
Okay. You want to go?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, so I am somebody who, I don't want to be that cranky lady that raps on the window and says, get off my lawn. But I think, talk about personal growth. These two fellows, probably 8, 9 year old, 8-year-olds came riding by with their bike, parked their bike by my mailbox. They had fishing poles. They proceeded to walk onto my lawn and get a spoon and kneel down and start digging.
For worms?
What? I came out there and I'm like, hey guys, what's up? Are you going fishing? They go, yeah. And I said, this is where Jesus comes in. And he forced me to say, would you like a trowel?
Wow.
So I helped these two little wrong numbers get their worms and off they went.
Talk about grace. My goodness.
No, it was so cute. And I thought, that is adorable. They're just figuring, well, hey, here's some dirt. The world is my oyster. And they drove down to the boat landing and off they went. I didn't see any big fish in their bike baskets or anything, but I just thought, boy, that confidence. I love it.
That's great.
How kind
of you like a trowel?
They actually got some worms, too, which means our lawn is healthy. So thanks, guys.
Excellent news. I think the highlight of my weekend, obviously, the Packers and Brewers wins were fantastic yesterday. But what I truly enjoyed the most is spending some time with my older brother and sister-in-law and their family. Hadn't seen them for several months. And it just seemed like, you know, when we had a chance to see them, we were sick or they were, something like that. And so, yeah, we just spent all afternoon yesterday after church with them. My brother is more of a pyro than me. And so knowing that Stevie was going to be there, I brought all of our leftover fireworks from Maximum Load Fireworks from the 4th of July. And so we shot off a bunch of fireworks in the afternoon on September 26th.
I love it.
I don't know if we incidentally commemorated anything. But,
kind of late for Constitution Day.
Yeah, there we go. But we had a great time with that.
I love that.
All right, so Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, Caleb, Susan, and Halva with you on this last Monday of September, September 27th. I'm ready to get things fired up.
Me too. All right. This is going to be super funny, guys.
Let's give this a try this morning. All right, I'll start it off. Someone asked me if I had plans for the fall, and it took me a moment to realize they meant autumn and not the collapse of civilization.
So do you? Anyway, you know in Ecclesiastes it says, we come from dust and to dust we will return?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why I don't dust. It could be someone I know.
That's good. Well, you know, there's always mistakes that we make, and I really regret rubbing ketchup in my eyes. Call it hindsight.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Post French fries, for sure. 1 in 5 American teenagers will experiment with poetry.
Wow.
That's it.
That's funny. Okay. So this little girl had to get her picture taken for school. She brought home a notice and she said, Mom, can I get a new outfit? And her mom said, yeah, you can. And she said, and new shoes? And she goes, you don't need new shoes. That your shoes won't show. And the little girl held up the notice and said, no, right here, they're going to be photographing the entire student body.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, my last joke was pretty bad, but I never apologize. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I am.
Okay.
I think we heard an apology.
Big finale.
All right. Yeah. Finale for me is, I know this is controversial, but I am 100% in support of mandatory vacations for everyone and booster vacations every 4 months.
Yes, please.
I like it. Hey, how do you fix a broken pumpkin?
How?
With a pumpkin patch.
Oh, man.
And finally, I guess you guys didn't know that I had a side hustle, but I don't anymore. I quit my job at Nike. Just couldn't do it anymore.
Caleb, just do it.
Our best 9 jokes ever, collectively. I'm going to say.
Dear.
I think
wow.
So.
Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Can you do better? I really, really think you can. 715-396-1670. Did we make you laugh? Crack a little bit of a smile? Maybe you're at a stoplight and you're just like, those guys.
Well, no resume is flawless. And with the labor market, you could get away with a lot of mistakes and still get hired. But we have corralled some actual things people put on their resumes, and they are pretty funny. I will get us started off. One applicant listed smoking under their hobbies.
You know, I mean,
what I like to do in my free time.
I don't know if that's going to sell you to the job employer. Another applicant stated that they pay great attention to detail, but attention was misspell.
Most ridiculous things people put on their resumes. Again, it's a like it's a seller's market in real estate. It's a worker's market right now, but these things might still not get you hired. One applicant claimed they worked at a federal prison. A background check determined the applicant was actually incarcerated at said prison during that time.
But he probably, did some work.
He probably worked in the laundry kitchen.
Yeah. It's true.
Not
it's all
a liar.
Matter of perspective.
There you go. Here's a ridiculous thing people, some person put on their resume on the Wib Wake Up Show. An applicant listed his skill as taking long walks. Mm-hmm. He's good at it. On the beach.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed taking a walk with the dogs with my daughter Grace yesterday. Another applicant used direct quotes from Star Wars in their resume.
How did that not get them hired? What? I'm at a loss here. Oh, goodness. Most ridiculous things people have put on their resumes here on the Wib Wake Up Show. One applicant claimed that he would work harder if paid more. They correlate.
He's going to hold back.
Yeah, right.
Okay. How about an applicant wrote the following at the end of their resume? I didn't really fill this out. Someone did it for me.
Wow. As a plus side, I'm painfully honest.
I was going to say, I like the honesty.
Right?
Oh, boy. And a final applicant used a resume template with cats in the corners.
Oh, cute.
Oh, sure.
Little professional little kittens.
I printed it.
As long as the employer wasn't a dog person.
Yeah, they heard you should make your resume stand out. So they went with like little clip art of kittens.
There
cute.
You go.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Well, I know recently you guys were impressed. I heard you. I was away, but was driving back from a funeral in Milwaukee. I heard you guys going, wow, Tommy Thompson water skiing at 79, impressing his grandkids. And even after his injury, to his knee or something, and he had some medical attention, he still is pledging to keep water skiing.
Wow.
And so,
Tommy.
Not to be outdone, actor William Shatner, better known as Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek, he is not headed for water skiing. He's headed for the final frontier. Being reported late Friday that the Star Trek actor is expected to officially announce this morning that he's going up on a Jeff Bezos Blue Origin rocket in October at the age of 90.
Wow.
Wow. Hopefully it's not his final frontier. Goodness, that's going to take a toll.
The trip would make him the oldest person to head out into space.
What an adventurer.
Method actor. It's like, I can go to space.
And the thing with these private space companies, I don't think they have the rigorous training. And, you know, you have to be able to tell. So it'll be quite a surprise for him, I'm sure.
Right. You used to think like, well, I don't know if you could ever be an astronaut. You've got to be able to do, you know, run an Iron
Man
triathlon.
Yeah, be super good at math.
And do all
this.
You just need money.
You're 90 years old. I mean, come on. I mean, what are some things he's going to pack that people have maybe never brought?
He better bring his phaser. I don't know.
There you go. Beam me up, Scotty.
It's just, it amazes me whenever we do these segments about older people that are, and by older, I mean older than I am.
Sure.
So, they're getting fewer and fewer. But I'm just really amazed at the drive people have to do these new things. Mostly, I just want to rest. I would like to rest and
not
read.
Climb a mountain or...
So I got shout out to all you adventurers out there. I will try to emulate you more.